We know the medical profession is passing through a difficult time. Even Dr. Ramani touched it in the on the first day itself. There's some kind of crisis in our profession. And that profession, the profession which was considered very noble, the profession which was considered a God-like profession, has changed now to consumer or client-oriented profession. Maybe because of the changing technology, cost of technology has gone up so much. The people who put in hospitals, the corporates, their interest is to make more money. Their equity holders want more dividends. So that's how the medical profession has been maligned. But the poor doctor, he only gives service. A lot of personal commitment and personal sacrifice. So what's this values in healthcare program? This actually originated from Janki Foundation. You met Dadi Janki. She had the desire to serve the medical profession when it was happening that there were many people who are leaving medical professions. The nurses were leaving the hospitals and going to Mark and Spencer. The doctors were leaving profession. I have a couple of my friends who have gone into business, textile business or anything else. Why this was happening? Because of a lot of stress around it. So the question is, escaping is not the solution. The solution is to go to the root cause, why it is happening, why we are feeling drained out. Some years back, there was a article which was published in Times of India. The origin was from the Journal of Association of Physicians of India. They said the doctors are the ailing lot. If you think the incidence of hypertension, diabetes, obesity, even suicides, depression is increasing at an alarming rate in the doctors. Why it is happening? Why it is so? Because we have lost contact with our roots, our root values, our purpose. When we were young medical graduates, what was our mission? Our mission was to serve. Our mission was to care about people. And taking care of people is a big honor. When we take care, we remove the suffering or agony of someone. So what should we do? This Vyasa program is the answer. Values in healthcare is spiritual approach. This is what Vyasa acronym stands for. And this only, not only, I would say this has been applied to the nurses, doctors or professionals. The most beautiful part is whenever we have conducted, it has been a mixed team. So the main emphasis is basically to heal thyself, to look after your own self, to take care of your own self. We take care of the world, but we forget about the self-care. And that's what the main emphasis is. And the second part is that it has to be relevant to our work. It has to be relevant to our personal life. And it has to be experiential. You know, no amount of lectures can enthuse you, but one little moment of experience can bring your commitment up, can really enhance your motivation. So this program stands on three pillars. One is heal thyself. The second part is experiential program. And the third is it should be relevant to our work. And this was launched in India in 2006. And we had the honor of Dr. Abdul Kalam launching in this particular auditorium only. He had come here as President of India. And then there are seven modules to it. Like first thing is we need to know what are values. What is the definition of values? People think values need to be acquired. At Brahma Kumaris, it is strongly emphasized that values are inherent within us. Each one of us has our values. Compassion is our inherent value. That's why we chose the profession. Otherwise, we would have been an architect or a businessman or a politician. You don't expect compassion from politicians. You don't expect compassion from anyone else. But from a doctor, you can knock his door in the middle of the night. Because they think that we are supposed to offer them some help. And then the second is peace. Peace is an experience. Not only peace when we are alone, when we are in a cave or when we are at a home, but peace while we are at work, being peaceful. And the third is positivity. I know the whole environment is negative, and to remain positive is a difficult proposition. But we can still be positive. And positivity is something which is our original nature. You know, if you look at anyone who's negative, who's violent, who's aggressive, what does he like? To be peaceful, to be positive. He likes only those people who are obedient. He likes only those people who are faithful, even the violent or aggressive people. So this is our natural liking, positivity, compassion. Compassion is not a divine quality, it is a human quality. Anyone, like we say, that daya dharma ka mool hai. It is the foundation of our personal nature. Compassion, then cooperation. Can we exist in this world without cooperation? No one can exist. At every moment we need someone's support. And particularly in this world of connectivity, internet and other things, you are dependent upon people. You are becoming more and more dependent. We were much more independent earlier, but now we have become slave to the technology. So cooperation is a must, and then valuing yourself. As I said, self-care is the most important. Self-care is not being selfish. Self-care is looking after yourself. This is a resource, like health is our resource. If we are not healthy, we cannot deliver things. If we are not available, we cannot function. So looking after yourself, your emotions, your physical health, your mental health, your social health is a must. It's very important. And then is spirituality in healthcare. We have talked so much about it in the preceding 2 days. Because spirituality and science can work together. Spirituality without science, they say it is blind. And science without spirituality is lame. It cannot function. So we need to understand that this has to become integral part of our day-to-day living. Spirituality is based on relationship. It connects with our roles and with our relationships. And then there are tools which we use for this program. There are 7 tools, like meditation we used. We used reflection, we used visualization, we used creativity, we used playfulness, we used appreciation. And the most important is what you are doing now, listening. It's very important, listening. You know, most of the time the doctors are in a hurry. They hardly listen to the patient. When I was working with the government, the patients cannot judge our skills, but they can judge whether they were listened to. Unki sabse badi complaint hi ye thi, humare kisi ne baat nahi suni. Once you listen to the patient, he feels much better. So these are the tools. And then, you know, this is an experiential program. This can be conducted in small groups. And because this is a program which there are exercises into it. You see this book. This book has been created and it has all the exercises. Once you learn about Vyasa, you can conduct yourself in small groups at your own hospitals. We see tremendous difference. The most important thing is blending together, gelling together, whether it is nurses or doctors. It's not doctors and patients, but doctors and nurses, nurses and technicians. The conflict comes because of the roles. And if the roles are understood and each one is accepted, then things become much better. And the last module which has been recently added is resilience. Resilience is you, when you are down, when you are being hopeless, how do you come back, you bounce back. That is resilience. That the 8th module has been added to this program. So, welcome to this program and enjoy the demonstration, whatever little we can do in a bigger group. Thank you.
Om Shanti. We have been... I'm Sister Matilda from Global Hospital. 25 years I'm serving there, and there's a lot of joy and there's a lot of values because together we have done it in Global Hospital. So nice it is to be part of that community, family I should say. And values and healthcare have added onto our values actually. Because putting it into practice and serving the community and whole of India, we are going all over to conduct these programs. And you will enjoy it very much once when you have experienced it, even in half an hour, what we still have, you will enjoy it very, very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Tilda. And now I request Dr. Hina to do some icebreaker and energizing exercise for all of us.
Okay, so I want everyone to stand up. जो पीछे बैठे वो भी आगे आ जाए. सब अपनी चीजों को नीचे छोड़ देंगे and एक-एक pair में खड़े रहेंगे. I want some volunteer here facilitators in two pairs. So एक दूसरे को देखते हुए ऐसे खड़े रहे. Okay, so this is an energizer. बहुत देर से बैठे हैं. Stand like this. ऐसे खड़े रहना है आप दोनों को. तो ऐसे खड़े रहना है सबको एक एक के पैर में. फेसिंग ईच अदर. ओके, आप स्पेस ले सकते हैं क्योंकि हम कुछ एक्टिविटी एनर्जाइजर करेंगे. ओके, सो फेस ईच अदर एंड स्टैंड इन अ पैर. एवरीबडी इज रेडी. सो आई विल शो समथिंग विच यू हैव टू डू. सो व्हेन आई से वन, यू बोथ हैव टू क्लैप. वन लाइक दिस क्लैप. वन. Got it? One. Okay. Now when I say two, you both have to jump together. Okay. When I say two, you both have to jump together. Two. Raise your hands and jump. Two. One. Understood. So when I say one, now listen properly and everything we are going to do today, we are going to extract values. So when I say one, you both will clap. One, two, one, two, one. Got it? Okay. We'll go a little bit more ahead now. Now three. Okay. When I say three, both of them squat together. Together. Three. One. Okay. One. Two. Three. Two. Now we'll say anything. Two, three, one, one, two, three. One. One. Three. Listen carefully. One, three, three, one, two, 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 one, one, three, three, two, 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 three, one. Okay. Now we'll go one more head. Now fourth is coming. So when I say one, what you'll do? Clap. Two. Everybody's facing each other. One. Two. Three. Okay. Now fourth is, when I say four, we both will go around. See them. Four. Got it? Got it? Aram se. So four. Good. So one, two, three, four. Okay, now I will not say so slowly. I will be faster now. So let's start. 1, 3. You don't have a partner? Achha. 1, 3, 4, 4. 2, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 3, 3, 3, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Please have a seat. Please sit down. So now tell me, what did you learn from this exercise? What are the values we get? Concentration. Somebody can write it on the board. So one is concentration. Other thing? Coordination. Laughing. Happiness. Listening. Alertness. Enjoyment. Physical activity. What values? Association, coordination, enthusiasm, teamwork, alertness, discipline. Somebody from here? Enjoyment. Somebody from there? Happiness. So many values in 3 minutes. So now we'll go ahead with this value session. So I have Kalpana sister and Rupa sister with us.
Repeat.
Okay, we can start.
So मजा आया? विहासा में पूरा समय यही होता है, कभी खेलना है, कभी मेडिटेशन करना है. अब जो एक्टिविटी हम करने जा रहे हैं उसके लिए कुछ पहले तो हमें सबको 4 ग्रुप में डिवाइड करना होगा. तो वॉलंटियर्स को मैं रिक्वेस्ट करूंगी, 4 ग्रुप्स. वी विल डिवाइड द फुल ऑडियंस इन 4 ग्रुप्स. सो I will request Dr. Brijesh to divide them into 4 groups.
Divine diamond.
Sparkling stars. Stand up please, sparkling stars.
Group name is there on your badge.
Sparkling stars, Brijesh bhai. Where they can go?
You keep this.
Brijesh bhai. Sparkling stars. This corner.
Sparkling stars, this side. Okay, all sparkling stars can come.
Left hand side. My left hand side.
This side.
Sparkling stars.
Sparkling stars, please come here.
Second is holy swans. Who are holy swans?
Sparkling stars.
They can come in center. Rina Ben, they can come in center here.
You need to occupy.
Holy swans.
Holy swans here.
You can sit holy in this swans. Corner, huh? In 3-4 rows.
Sit it.
And the another group is? Attractive angel, holy swans here. Attractive angel
on the right side.
On the right side.
Attractive angels on the right side. Here. Attractive
and happy hearts.
Attractive angels.
Happy hearts, back side. Where you are sitting now, that place only you can
select. All attractive angels here.
Happy hearts.
Ye sab holy swans. Holy swans. Come here. Come in the front.
Holy hands.
Achha, no problem. Come and join this group. One of
Suresh
you have to join. Still you can join the group. You are going to do
attractive angels. Where are the attractive angels? Here on the right side. Holy swans in the middle row, front side. Happy hearts, middle row, back side. Can happy hearts raise their hands? Yes, so many happy hearts are here. Middle row, back side. So please take your seat in the middle row in the back side. And sparkling stars, yes, in the left side.
Here in the center. Come in.
So I request happy hearts to take their seat on the back side of the middle row.
Attractive angels that side.
Attractive angels on the right side.
Holy swans here. You are volunteer, no? You can join.
Very good.
I think join this group or that last. This middle.
This is happy hearts, no?
Happy hearts, back side.
Volunteers can join happy hearts. I think they are less there. Happy
okay,
hearts.
All settled. So all of you who are standing, please take your seats.
back side.
Happy hearts, please take your seat in the back side of middle row.
Please be seated. Baith jaiye.
Okay.
So we will do some cooperation now. We have more of sparkling stars, Kalpana Ben.
Yeah, more sparkling stars so they can
come. So we can shift them to Happy Hearts.
Happy Hearts.
Okay.
We can shift them.
Happy Hearts.
So few sparkling stars, just change your position and go to the Happy Hearts.
Fast, fast. Come.
On the back side jo baithe hain, just change your position and go near the Happy Hearts.
You are a group. Come here. Happy Hearts.
And sit close together in the clusters. Because it's a beautiful exercise coming up.
Okay, all settled. Please take your seats and don't leave chairs vacant in between.
No, this is one group now. This is one group.
So now, one group all together. Attractive angels, raise your hands.
This side.
Okay, sparkling stars.
There.
Happy hearts. And?
Attractive.
Holy swans. Holy swans. Holy swans, please raise your hands. Attractive angels. Okay.
Happy hearts.
Okay. So, activity is as such कि आपको कुछ pictures दिखाए जाएंगे. उन pictures को देखकर आपको उनमें से कौन सी values समझ में आ रही है उसे आइडेंटिफाई करना है. तो फर्स्ट ग्रुप जो है लेफ्ट हैंड साइड पर बैठा है उनके लिए एक पिक्चर हम दिखा रहे हैं.
स्पार्कलिंग स्टार्स.
स्पार्कलिंग स्टार्स. यस, द फर्स्ट पिक्चर.
नो,
फर्स्ट पिक्चर एलईडी में आ रहा है.
इट्स बीइंग प्रोजेक्टेड
नाउ. ओके, ऑब्जर्व द पिक्चर एंड राइट डाउन द वैल्यूज यू आइडेंटिफाई from that picture. Write down.
Ye, they,
okay.
No, you don't, no, have don't to say, don't write down like the that. Value on the paper. Write down. Okay,
you don't
then
have
remember.
Paper.
Just think it. Just think.
You also can write.
Values.
If you have paper pen, fine. Otherwise, you just keep it in your mind.
Okay. Just think. Huh? Huh? Keeping in your mind or in a mobile also, okay. You can just write in your mobile.
For the second okay. group,
holy
we
swans.
Have the picture,
holy
B
swans.
For beautiful. For holy hands, there is a picture seen on LED.
Picture.
Please observe the picture and identify the values reflect through that picture.
This picture is for holy swans. They are doing the value for this picture.
For this group.
Okay, the third picture is for happy hearts. You just identify. Okay, and the fourth picture is for
attractive angels.
Attractive angels. So identify the values, note down. And all four pictures are in front of you now. Yeah. Okay. So, seeing your own picture.
For your group picture, you have to identify values of your group picture.
Okay. So, we will ask to the first group, what are the values you identify through the picture? Any one of you can just
love, attachment, togetherness, peace, happiness, caring, sharing, happy family, affection, unity, sparkling smile, cooperation.
So many. All values.
Innocence.
Innocence.
Unity. Angelness.
Unity.
Angels.
Responsibility.
Responsibility. Okay.
Small and younger ones, so responsibility.
Responsibility. Wow.
So this is Talia a picture and so many values from sparkling stuff.
Okay. Now, holy hands.
Holy swans.
Happy heart. Happy. This is happiness. Happiness. Enjoying together. Enthusiasm. Energetic. Joyful. Cooperation. Coordination. Togetherness. Exercising. Smiling. Must. Unity.
Anyone else?
Freedom.
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 Innocence.
Very much
pure
heart. Pure heart.
Purity. Pure heart.
Angels with all qualities.
Okay. Yes. Finish. Okay. One picture and so many values we have seen. Hmm. Now the another picture for happy heart.
Happy heart.
Happy hearts back, sir.
So in happy heart, there is the discipline, respect, gratitudes, compassion, angelness, lovingness, purity.
Wonderful, great.
Compassion, empathy, and respect.
Compassion, empathy, and respect. Yes.
Purity, and humanity, happiness, respect. Togetherness, compassion, already said. Respect.
Okay.
Anyone?
Okay. Okay. Now, for the attractive angels, please. Okay.
Inspiration.
Wait a minute.
Inspiration.
Inspiration also.
Inspiration. Okay.
Huh? Motivation.
Motivation. Okay.
Motivation. Now, attractive angels. Oh, yes.
Mic is
the
coming.
List of values you identify through this picture.
Om Shanti. Cheerfulness. Positive thinking. Fitness. Concentration on goal. Hard work. Dedication. Winner's attitude. Player psychology. Never give up.
Wonderful. Great. Yeah. Support.
Support.
Spirit. Spirit. Passion. Energy.
Passion. Okay.
Motivation. Pride. Courage. Joy and dedication.
Wow. Wonderful.
Courage. Joy. This is a new. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of you have seen one picture and identify so many values. One question. Like whatever values you have identified through the picture, are those values you feel like those are in your personality? Do you think those values are there in your personality? Yes. The values we observe or we see in others, actually those values we are carrying with us. We have those values and we have to appreciate ourselves for having those values. So do you appreciate yourself for having those values in you? Yes. How you are going to appreciate yourself? Thank you. After doing this exercise, what message you will carry with you and apply in your personal and professional life? One of you can just share views on how you're going to apply the learnings from this exercise or this activity we have learned. Yes, please, from backside. How you're going to apply this in your personal and professional life.
Om Shanti. I'm Dr. Preeti from Aurangabad. Four different pictures has given four different messages. The collective I can enumerate. First, not to give up. Encouragement, inspiration, motivation, and do for your joy, also for others' joy also. And full self-expression is again a very good thing to reduce the stress of ourselves as well as to the patient.
The lesson we have learned from this activity, how I am going to apply it in my personal and professional life. Yes. This is the message this activity is giving us. See goodness in everything. Everything. The pictures, the posters, the place, people around us. So we can see goodness in them and identify their values so that we can realize that these values are in me. Okay, so this is the purpose of this exercise. I will invite Dr. Reena to conduct the next part of this exercise.
So Dr. Kiran Bala, ma'am will instruct you what to do further. And we request all our facilitators to distribute this small slip.
Om Shanti, you are getting this paper. On one side, there is a list of values. You can see that. We have talked about many values in the previous exercise also. Everybody is clear?
On one
side, the list of values is there.
Right. On one side, it is my favorite things. You need not see that. You have to see only the list of values.
You have to go through it. Be with yourself. Don't discuss anything. Just listen to the instructions, please. Everyone has got the list of values?
So who have not got this slip right now?
I'll request
Monica, Ben, can you help them distribute the papers?
Distribute.
Pooja Ben, please help to distribute. And if it is short, then you can share one slip with your neighbor.
Got it? Dr. Brijesh has some.
You have some slips left with you, Dr. Brijesh? Some this people haven't got. Please raise your hands who have not got the slip. Dr. Brijesh on the right side. And here in the front row. Okay, now everyone has got.
So everyone has got it?
Everyone has got it? Yes. Go ahead.
So you can go through this. There's a list of values. And then see. What value is important for you? What there are, you have to choose three values out of this whole list, which is most important, which you think number one, two and three, which is very dear to you, which you think is very important for you in your personal life, in your professional life, as a doctor, which you have or you want to inculcate in you. You can choose three values and either circle it or tick mark it. Pardon? The values which you feel are most important to you. Number
whether it is a part
one,
of
two,
your personality
three.
Or going to be a part of your personality, anything you can choose. Present or the future. So introspect yourself, have some few moments of silence and choose three important values which you like the most, personally and professionally.
You have to just identify three most important values for yourself, which are most valuable for you. Personal choice, your personal decision, so you need not consult your partner. We'll come to that in the next part of the exercise. Be with yourself and choose your three most important values.
So now, can you raise your hands who have encircled the values? Yes, thank you. Everyone has done that. So now we come on to the second part of this exercise. You have to again introspect deeply that how and when you have used these values, one or all the three values, in your professional life. When was that moment you have expressed it and how you have expressed it? So you have to just recall back some moments in your life where you have used and expressed these values, either one of them or all the three, in your professional life. So you can take some more moments of silence. Try to recall an incident and vividly memorize that how you have expressed that value. And you need not share it with your partner. You have to think and recall deeply. So everyone has recalled. Can you raise your hands? Mostly have done that. So I would request one of the person from the Sparkling Star to share your experience, that when you have used it.
Identify the value and then tell how and when you used it.
I am Dr. Shalini from Gurgaon. I am a gynecologist and IVF specialist.
Mike, take mic.
Incorporate is honesty, positivity and respect. Most of the time patients come with previous IVF failures. They are, you know, lots of discouragement. So they know they have failed lots of cycles.
Keep mic close to your mouth.
Yes. Can you change the mic?
Close. Okay. So, I choose honesty, respect and positivity in my profession. Being an IVF specialist, I have lots of patients who come with lots of IVF failures. They are not able to conceive. So, first thing is I have to be honest with them, what they are expecting from the treatment which I am going to offer them. I respect what they think about the treatment, what they are looking for when they enter our center. And somewhere down the line, I have to give them positivity. With their negative thinking, no, this can work. As we have heard since morning and have experienced in my profession, by just thinking right, you can make the patient conceive. And today only, in my absence, in my hospital, we have delivered twins after 19 years. And okay. One of my doctors delivered a boy and a girl.
Thank you so much, Dr. Shalini.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So how will show the appreciation? We can have a big round of applause to her.
I have one submission here, that it's better, we have asked you to choose and recollect the incidents when you have used that value practically in your life. We know that we need to use it and we love to use it, but it's... Now this exercise is to share your own experience, some incidents which you have already experienced, so that you can share with other colleagues.
So Holy Swans,
next
we can have one more person who can share your experience from the Holy Swans.
And be brief, fast and brief. For me, as I am a gynecologist and an obstetrician, for me, honesty, kindness and positivity is very important. I have many incidents where I
use,
but I am sharing only one with you. I had a call from a doctor of nearby city. she was telling that he was telling that one patient is was bleeding profusely after delivery. They did hysterectomy, and even after that also it was not the bleeding was not controlled. They have given many bloods and many things, and I was called for that. We all know in the day of this, many of the doctor have rejected to take the patient, and they told me that the patient was taking ANC from you, so you need to come. And I am having my mother-in-law with me. She was also practicing as a as an obstetrician gynecologist at that time. I asked her, and I went there. I saw the patient. The physician, there was no pulse, no BP. Patient was bleeding profusely at that time. So physician told that there is nothing in this patient. Nobody can help her. So at that time, patient was just crying because it, she was only 22 years. So I...
Please be brief.
Yeah, I decided to... I have seen that many of the things were not given properly at that time because of anxiety and anything. So I took that patient. I told her, she asked me, I told her, we'll do all needful. Pray God, because he will definitely help us. And after taking to that patient to our hospital, we gave needed cryoprecipitate and fresh frozen plasma and what is needed. And after did packing in vagina, and then we have seen the tear that we have sutured under general anesthesia. And we gave only two blood and cryoprecipitate here and fresh frozen plasma in our hospital. And this patient is coming for last 18 years to us on the birthday of her child just to say thank you to us.
Which value you think you used?
I think kindness, because I thought that if she is my daughter, then I am going to help her. So without thinking that in this era of medico-legal things, and at that time we had many problems in our city also and nearby, so everybody said no to take this patient, but I took okay. her. And second thing is positivity. When the physician told that nothing is going to help, this patient is going to die, so I told we'll try our best. We explained the relatives also, we right. are taking chance.
Thank you so much. You took the responsibility and you did it.
Thank you
okay.
so
with positive
next
attitude.
From the happy
thank
hearts. So we request you to be very, very brief in sharing your experience.
Don't narrate.
Just 1 or 2 minutes.
Just happy hearts.
Just in one line, madam. I have done a post-mortem cesarean section and delivered an alive baby from a dead body.
What value you
yes,
think you use?
It was very difficult to take the responsibility and the consent of the attendant. Now, very short, and the public too. Just in one line, a case of status eclampticus on the table for the cesarean section. And when the anesthesia was started, she has a severe cardiac arrest. There was very hodgepodge inside the OT to revive the patient. We almost forgotten about the what is the fetal heart at this moment. After a few minutes, when we failed to revive the patient, when we located the fetal heart sound, it was 124. And we were very eager to deliver the baby. Now, how difficult it was taking the consent from the patient's husband and the relative. Every moment we are going inside the OT and outside the OT, informing every incident to the patient attendant. They were not at all agree for the doing cesarean section on the dead body to deliver their live baby.
So, ma'am, what is the value you have used in this incident?
Yes, it's my responsibility how to take out a live baby from the
yes.
dead mother.
Wonderful.
Yes. They were saying that we are going to take the body to give Matti on her.
Thank
and
you.
How the God has helped me. That when I go outside and ask, aap Matti dalenge, kis pe dalenge, jo nahi hai is dunya mein, bula haan. उस पे तो नहीं डालेंगे जो अभी जिंदा है पेट में जिसका सांस चल रहा है. एंड यू विल नॉट बिलीव टू मी देयर विल फाइव थंब इम्प्रेशन ऑन द बेड हेड टिकट इन फेवर ऑफ डूइंग सीजेरियन सेक्शन एंड द इंटरवल वॉज 17 मिनट्स.
थैंक यू सो मच. थैंक यू. सो वन लास्ट एक्सपीरियंस.
Now,
let's
go
to the next group.
We would like from other than gynecologist, please.
Yes, definitely. And please be very, very short because we have next session coming up.
Anyone? Not to speak of specific departments, we all are here is a mixer from various departments. That is why what is more common for any department, I want to share. I had a chance to, very recently, some 7-10 days back, I had the chance to have the experience of...
Please speak in the mic.
It's a compassion. So one 65 years old lady, actually I am a medical superintendent, I am a gynecologist, but I'm presently running, presently running the hospital now. So one 65 years old lady was brought by her daughter, who is a beggar actually, to me, having a gallbladder stone for operation. In our hospital, ours is a charitable hospital, it takes hardly 23,000 in a private hospital, in the general world, altogether. But she has somehow collected only 15,000. And she came to me because she is crying.
Please use the mic.
She has got one son. Son has got an Ayushman card with a maximum limit of 5 lakhs, perhaps. He is refusing to utilize this card for his mother because the limit of his family, wife, children will be reduced. I may be in difficulty. I will not give it to you. She is crying inside my room. We all, this mother, the son is refusing the card. Then the daughter has collected 15,000 in interest, 5 rupees per month per 100 rupees. And with that condition, she came to me. At that moment, I utilized my discompassionate quality.
Thank you so much.
Anyhow,
sir. Thank
I
you.
Operated
thank
it in 10,000.
And you did it.
And I have done.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So thank you all of you. And Sister Kalpana, what is the next surprise we have now?
Actually, there is a lot to share, but because of time constraint, we'll have to limit. So I request all of you to be very, very brief and fast.
Okay. Now we have finished this exercise. Yeah. Now get ready to dance a little bit. Okay. So all of you just leave your belongings aside on your seat and stand up. Okay. You can stand up and meanwhile I will request Sister Swarna to just revise what values we have identified through our own experiences and at workplace, what kind of values we generally use. So she will revise all the values we identified.
We have come up with so many values as you have seen. Just me go through briefly. Happiness, loving, enjoyment, love, togetherness, again happiness, cooperation, innocency, unity, responsibility, energetic, coordination, freedom, purity, discipline, love, compassion, empathy, respect, motivation, cheerfulness, hard work, support, motivation again, courage, honesty, positivity, kindness, responsibility, compassion again.
Okay, so this dance is famous, Vihasa dance, and we call it chicken dance because all chickens are dancing together, so we are going to dance like chickens. Okay, so come all the facilitators of Vihasa requested to come on the stage. Pooja, Shivani, all Vihasa facilitators, please come on the stage so that we will dance and our audience also will dance. So, chicken dance.
So, just follow the steps as we are doing. The song will play. We will do some steps. You also follow. We can just show them. So, it's going to be First step is this. This is like a chicken. 1, 2, 3. Second step is this. Third step is this. And the fourth step is clapping. Okay? So the music will go fast, slow, like that. Okay?
What is the value you are using right now till the song is being played? Patience. Wonderful.